Morning, y'all. Welcome to this Wednesday edition of the Gospel Way Radio Broadcast. We trust you're going to stay tuned now for the next 15 minutes as we bring you a portion of the infallible and inerrant Word of God. My name is Bradley Boone. I'm the pastor of the Concord Baptist Church. It's located 4.5 miles outside of Burnsville on the Pensacola Road. We're so excited about what God is doing there around the church, and we'd love for you to come and be a part of it. Our Sunday morning Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock, preaching hours at 11, Sunday night services at 6, Wednesday night Bible study, prayer meeting and preaching service at 7 o'clock, except for this week. This entire month, we're having our Super Tuesday services. We're having services on Tuesday, which allow us to have other pastors in from the area. And last night, we had Brother Timothy Rupert, the pastor of the Temple Baptist Church over in Avery County. And it was a real blessing having Brother Timothy with us in the service. Next Tuesday night will be our final Super Tuesday service. Brother Scott Poole, the pastor of the Center Pigeon Baptist Church, will be with us in the service time. We hope you'll make plans to attend. 7 o'clock will be the service time. You come be with us next Tuesday night. And I also want to make mention of our third annual youth rally that's coming up at the church next month, the month of May. May the 27th, 28th, 29th will be the third annual Yancey Youth Rally held there at Concord Baptist Church. Brother Todd McKinn will be in the service doing the preaching for us. We'll have a combined youth choir and several other singers, different things going on. We're excited about it, knowing God's going to really bless and help us in the services. So bring young people, come, be with us in the services there, and we'll see what God is going to do for us. All right, we want to get back into the message that we've been playing on this week's radio broadcast. It's a message that we're playing from a couple of Sundays ago that I preached there at the church out of Genesis chapter number 1. And we're dealing with the fact that God does things in the night. 6 times in the first chapter of Genesis, the account goes, and the evening and the morning were the first day, the evening and the morning the second day, the evening and the morning the third day. And so we've been looking at how God numbers or counts a day from evening until morning. And so that most of us, when we're getting done in the evening time, God's just getting started. And we've been looking at some of the things that God does in the night. We want to continue in that thought today, and we trust that the portion of the message be a blessing to you today as you listen.
The Bible tells us that the Lord don't come as a thief in the night. is it in the morning? Listen to this. The Bible tells us that weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Let me show you a few of these things. I may get quite undignified. Number one, can I say to you this morning that what God began in Old Testament shadow, He finished in New Testament reality. By that, friend, the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. The New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. A man cannot have a proper understanding of the Old Testament shadows and types and pictures without the light of the New Testament being shown upon it. And I believe what God started in the shadows of the Old Testament, He has finished in the reality of the New Testament. I don't study the life of Abraham to learn about Abraham. I study the life of Abraham to learn about Jesus. I study the life of Moses to learn about Jesus. And if you look for Jesus, He's on every page. All it was said of Him that the whole volume of the book was written of Him. He said that the Scriptures testify of Him, and certainly they do. Every page of the Word of God in the Old Testament, you can find the Lord Jesus Christ. The reason that the Jewish nation is away from God this very day is because they refuse to consider the Old Testament with the light of the New. They try to only consider the Old Testament as a standalone work. The Old Testament as a standalone work is dark because it's full of shadows. It's full of types. It's full of pictures. And they fail to understand it. But my friend, once you flip on the light of the New Testament and what God finished in the morning of the New Testament, all of a sudden the Old Testament jumps the line and you start understanding things you that nobody else has ever seen. And because of the light of the New Testament shining on the shadows of the Old Testament. That's the way God planned for it. God started it in the shadows of the Old Testament, types and pictures of the things to come. And He shed the light on it when the sun came up in Luke chapter number 2. Then came the morning, the sun come up. In Luke chapter number 2, my friend, the Lord Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem's town. He lived a perfect life. And my friend, the Gospels, as they wrote about His life, began to shine light on the Old Testament. All of a sudden, Genesis 3 made sense. For the Bible said that God would raise up a seed of the woman that would bruise the serpent's head. That just didn't make any sense. But with Christ's light shining on the Old Testament, all of a sudden that began to make sense. When Isaiah said that there would be one led as the lamb of the slaughter and the sheep of foreshears is done, so He opened the body's mouth, that didn't make any sense. But you take Calvary, the account of Calvary, and you shine it back through the Old Testament. All of a sudden, what was the shadow of the time? It didn't make any sense. All of a sudden, they call kinds of sense. Why, that's Jesus. We can figure it out. You see, all through the Old Testament, there are types and shadows and pictures, Christophanies of the Lord Jesus Christ. They can't be understood without the light of the New Testament. I'm glad that what God began in the shadows of the Old Testament, He finished and brought the reality of the New Testament. God working in the night. Let me say this to you. What God began in the evening of our Savior's suffering, He finished in the morning of resurrection. I started to preach this last Sunday. What God began in the evening of our Savior's suffering. Now, I told you God works for the night. A lot of times He can see His ways. A lot of times that He can compound the lies. The night, my friend, when Jesus was put on Calvary's tree, we're told that in the book of Luke that for a space of 3 hours there was darkness upon the face of the earth. The sun didn't shine. I know there's a lot of theoretical things that are put out there for why that drunk to die. They took him off of the cross. They put him in that dark tomb and sealed the tomb up. It was dark in the tomb. It was dark in the life of the disciples. For 3 days, as they ran from place to place and feared for their lives and wept over the loss of their friend and considered everything that he had told them to be over, there was no hope. There was no going forward. But in the darkness of that third night, there where they could nobody see, God did the most miraculous thing that has ever been, the greatest thing that has ever been done on the planet, nobody witnessed. It was just the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father together in that tomb. And thank God, God raised him from the dead. Then came the morning. Heaven and what was being done in the darkness, my friend, beyond our comprehension and beyond our understanding, was revealed with a tomb that was in the stone that was rolled away. My friend, the S.O.N. had come up once again. Everything was all right. He had come out of the grave victorious over death, hell, and the grave. He had won the battle. My friend, he is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords.
Well, we hate to stop the message right there, but we're out of time on today's radio broadcast. And we trust that the portion of the message entitled Some Things That God Does in the Night has been a special blessing to you. And we trust you're going to tune in again tomorrow at this same time for another edition of the Gospel Way radio broadcast. And we hope that you'll tell your friends about the broadcast. Tune back in again tomorrow. And until then, this is Bradley Boone, the pastor of the Concord Baptist Church, saying may God richly bless you is our prayer.